Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us.
You lift me up high, you spread my wings and fly me to the sky. I feel so alive, it's like my soul thrives in your light. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to today's teacher. We're going to be discussing the word shaitan. What is meant by shaitan in the Noble Quran? Brothers and sisters, the word shaitan is derived from the roots shatan and shatin. Okay. What does shatin or shatan means? It means impure and base. There are several meanings of the word shaitan. Unlike what most of the people think, that it's just, you know, one shaitan. You know, shaitan who was at the time of Adam, the shaitan, you know, who is basically sometimes attacking me and, you know, provoking my evil desires or, you know, showing me the path. So that's just one shaitan. What do you mean, what is meant by shaitan in Noble Quran? We're going to inspect a few of the meanings of shaitan, and you will be surprised that these are different meanings, and they're used in different contexts, and the phenomena of shaitan, which we translated as something that comes from shatin, and its roots are in shatn, and it means impure and base. It's a phenomena. Okay, there are several meanings that we are going to be going over, and the first of those meanings is that it's used for, the word shaitan in Quran is used for Iblis and his assistants. Shaitan refers to an entity that is rebellious, irrespective of whether it is from humans, jinns, or animals. It is also said to mean a nefarious soul, which is distanced from Allah and truth. Okay, so what is the difference between shaitan and Iblis? There are differences. You didn't think so, right? Okay, shaitan and Iblis are two different things. Okay, shaitan is a common noun. Iblis is a proper noun. In other words, every harmful deviation and rebellious entity, it can be humans or jinns, is referred to as shaitan. Iblis, on the other hand, is the name of that shaitan who deceived Adam. That's just that big shaitan, you know, this guy is called Iblis. This shaitan is called Iblis. Okay? He deceived Adam, and presently, together with his soldiers and forces, he lies in ambush of humans. Okay? So, see the difference between shaitan and Iblis? Okay? Iblis is a proper noun. Okay? He's that one particular shaitan. So, the second meaning that we have seen in the Quran, that when the word shaitan comes, what it means is, the second meaning is, that it is from the usage of this word in Quran, it can also be inferred that shaitan is used to denote a harmful being. Okay? An harmful being. One who has deviated from the right path and has embarked upon a mission of distressing others, an entity that attempts to create division, discord, and corruption. Okay? As we see, it says in Quran, surely shaitan only desires to cause enmity and hatred to spring in your midst. Okay? So, a harmful being. Okay, this is the meaning that Quran is using when it uses the word shaitan. Okay, so the first meaning that went over was it was used for Iblis and his assistants, and then we explained the difference between shaitan and Iblis. And the second meaning is when this word shaitan is used as harmful being. Okay. After the break, we're going to come back and go over two more meanings of the word shaitan and the context it has been used in Quran. Stay with us.
The Holy Quran is the words of Allah and not Satan, in the words of Professor Gary Miller.
There's a famous story that a report that is in the Bible. It talks about how some of the Jews were witnesses one day when Jesus raised a man from the dead. The man who'd been dead for 4 days, he said, "Get up," and the man came out of his tomb. And it says, some of the Jews who stood there and watched, what did they do? Did they say, "It's a miracle. The man was dead, now he's alive. This is a true prophet." Some of the Jews said, "No, it's the devil that did that, that raised him up." Now, this story is rehearsed very often in churches, and people cry big tears over that. They say, "Oh, if I'd been there, I wouldn't be so stupid as the Jew who would say that. I mean, a miracle, a dead man gets up. How could I say it was the devil?" But they start to resemble those kinds of people if in 3 minutes you show them enough that all they can say is, "Oh, the devil did it." It's too much. Maybe the devil did, but that's a very quick decision to make. It's what the Meccans used to say, some of them. They said the devil brought him that. But just as with every other suggestion made, the Quran gives an answer. It says in one verse in particular, it says, "Do they say this came from Satan? Remind them of this." And it gives an argument in reply to that. There are many arguments in reply to that suggestion. For one thing, the Quran tells us that it says when you read this book, you're supposed to be in the habit, before you read this book, to say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim," which means, "I take refuge in Allah from Satan, the rejected." Is this how Satan writes a book? He tells you, "Before you read my book, ask God to save you from me." That's very, very tricky. A man could write something like that, but can Satan do that? Can Satan put that in his book? Would God allow Satan to do that? Some people really show where they have a split mind on this. They'll tell you, yes. On the other hand, these are the same people who will tell you that the devil is just that much less than God. Whatever God can do, probably the devil can do it too. Well, that's the attitude of somebody who says, "This book is so surprising, no matter how good it is, the devil could do it." Muslims don't have that attitude. Satan may have his abilities, but they're a long ways separated from the abilities of Allah. It's a cheap and quick excuse. It should also bring us back to think about that verse I mentioned before. Even the devil should contradict himself when he writes. And the Quran says, if it didn't come from Allah, you should find some contradictions in this book.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the light above. Now all I want is to be with you. You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Teacher. Before the break, we were talking about the word shaitan and how it's used in Quran and what is meant when Allah uses the word shaitan in Quran. The first meaning we said was Iblis and his assistants. The second meaning is of harmful being. The third meaning that we're going to discuss now is that when the word shaitan is used in Quran, it signifies the corrupt humans. So the use of the term shaitan has not been restricted for a specific being. Sometimes we think it's just, you know, this one particular special being made of fire that is called shaitan. Whereas we're saying that no, that's not the case. It has been used to refer to wicked and corrupt humans as well. Okay, it's not just one special being made out of fire with probably horns on his head. No, that's not it. Okay, then Quran, it also talks about this shaitan, that how it's from men or humans and jinns. It is from both. So in Quran, the verse of Quran says, "And thus did we make for every prophet an enemy, the shaitans from among men and jinn." Okay? That Iblis has also been referred to as shaitan. We have said it before, right? This Iblis guy, he's also referred to as shaitan. And the reason, you know, one of the reasons why he's referred to as shaitan is because of the evilness and corruption that existed within him. Okay, so one of the meanings or the context of using the word shaitan in Quran is representing to corruption. Okay, it is to signify corruption. Okay, and we said that Iblis, because he had that corruption within him, Iblis, by the way, was a jinn. He was out of the jinns, right? He was not a human. He was not an angel. Okay? So he was a jinn, and he had that corruption within himself. Okay? This corruption made him go on the path that he did. Okay? So in Quran, when we say shaitan, okay, we are referring to any human or jinn with corruption. Okay, last but not the least, we've got another meaning of shaitan from Quran and also from the ahadith and the traditions of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. The word shaitan, according to this context and this meaning, the word shaitan in the narration has been employed to refer to microbes. Okay. Small little microbes like bacteria, right? So it has also been used for that. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he has been found to be saying, "Do not drink water from the broken portion of the vessel, nor from the portion of the handle. For surely the shaitan sits upon the handle and the broken portion." Okay, so over here, in this tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he used the word shaitan to point towards the microbes and bacteria. Okay. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, "Water should not be drunk from the handle side of the jug and nor from the broken portion of it, if present, for these are the drinking place of the shaitans." What? Shaitan now drinks water out of our cups. So what Imam alayhi salam, according to the interpretation of these traditions that I'm reading for you, the Imam alayhi salam, he wants to make a point here that the shaitan, those microbes, those bacterias, they are found in those broken areas of a cup and in the handles. So he's like, these are the drinking places of the shaitans. You're not supposed to drink from there. And the last tradition that I've brought for you here is from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and he says, "Do not lengthen the hair of your mustaches, for the shaitan makes it a haven for himself and conceals himself there. So you know how some people have like these big mustaches? Rest assured, there are some viruses and bacterias in there. So brothers and sisters, according to the sunnah, actually brothers, and for sisters, you know, tomorrow inshallah you're going to have sons and you're going to have cousins to guide and younger brothers. So even for sisters, it's important. These big mustaches, you know, no to them, okay? According to the sunnah, okay? You have to have trimmed mustaches so that there are no germs in there. It's the sunnah of Prophet, okay? And we have seen this tradition on that too, okay? So do not lengthen the hair of your mustaches, for the shaitan makes it a haven for himself. And in this context, shaitan is again that microbes and those bacterias and those, you know, insects, I don't know, you know. So with these, we have gone over the four meanings or the four contexts of the word shaitan. And now you know that it's not used for Iblis only. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا محارب اتصال برب العالمين.